This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. People in Haiti are struggling to meet one of the most basic needs of all. In addition to the lack of shelter, many have nothing to eat. International aid groups are passing out food, which is not reaching many of the people who need it most. We'll start our coverage this morning with NPR's John Burnett.
To gauge the success of international relief efforts, on Tuesday, NPR visited seven of the largest tent cities in three different areas of Port-au-Prince. These are spontaneous camps of earthquake victims, ranging in size from several hundred to more than 10,000 people. They live as squatters in public parks, in school grounds, and on vacant land. This was at best an unscientific, informal survey, but what we found was startling. People told us now there is adequate medical treatment and sufficient water for drinking and washing, but at each camp, people describe food distribution that is irregular, inadequate, and often violently disorderly, with the result that people are hungry. In St. Pierre Park in Pétionville, the 15 members of Julien Charles's family lounges under a bean pod tree while a daughter washes clothes. At this sprawling encampment, the stench of dead bodies has been replaced with the stink of sewage. Mrs. Charles says when a food truck shows up, there's never enough for everyone. I can't get there before the line runs out, she says. The strong go to the front, and even if you get food, the one who is hungrier snatches it away. She continues, we go to the market and buy food, but the money is running short. Her story was echoed again and again by families in the other six camps we visited. At the campus of St. Louis Gonzague Catholic School in Delma, three women of the Lafave family sit in chairs next to the bright red Coleman tent they bought for $100 on the street. It will never be used as advertised by a happy family on a fishing trip. We buy our food from the street merchants, says one woman. The last time an aid group stopped here with food was last week, and they stopped coming because every time they came through, people would fight. Back at St. Pierre Park, we met a tall Haitian-American from Miramar, Florida, named Hernandez Sicard. He was scoping out the camp to decide whether he should send for relief supplies from a charity he knows back home, and he was shocked.
I mean, look around you. People are scraping with the little that they have to sustain themselves. Nobody's helping. I think what you see on television right now is just propaganda.
Though his assessment may be harsh, we encountered a similar observation at the tent city at the Delma Catholic School. Dr. Robert Bristow has been in Haiti for 2 weeks with NYC Medics Disaster Relief Group, and he says he hasn't seen a single formal food distribution.
And even more telling, having been in post-disaster areas around the world, usually by this phase, there are lots of children carrying high-energy biscuits that are usually distributed by the WHO. You see children with them, you see wrappers, you actually see them being sold, and I haven't seen any of that yet.
What is that telling you?
Well, it's telling me that there's not enough food aid getting here quick enough, just from my informal observations.
The World Food Program is the primary food relief agency in Haiti. In a phone conversation last night, spokesman David Orr described it as a huge humanitarian challenge with an estimated 2 million people to feed. There are going to be gaps, he said. You'll always find someone who says they haven't received food, but we're endeavoring to reach all of them. Orr said as of yesterday, the World Food Program has provided more than 10 million meals, but he cautioned there are more than 300 makeshift settlements around the capital, and the overstretched UN force, as of today, can only provide security for food distribution at five large camps a day, though other aid groups visit smaller camps. In post-earthquake Haiti, information can be confusing and contradictory. On Monday, top U.S. military officials were briefed by their staff on U.S. relief efforts. They were told that shelter and medicine are now the biggest problems, the opposite of what we heard in the camps. Food availability is no longer critical, they were told, because people can find food in the markets, which in one respect is true. These squalid tent camps have their own economies. They teem with vendors, like this woman selling little bags of boiled beans. There are bananas, tangerines, potatoes, cornflakes, cooking oil, and rum to buy. You can charge your cell phone, buy a bowl of tripe stew, and get a pedicure. Haitians are endlessly resourceful. But with promised international food aid still scarce, earthquake victims who've lost everything are burning through the money they salvage from their destroyed homes to buy their own food. At the tent city at Le Manoir Catholic School in Pétionville, food trucks from the Dominican Republic have visited this camp only three times in 2 weeks. An unemployed laborer named Mackenzie Destin sums it up this way. The ones who can afford to buy food eat, he says. The ones who can't don't. John Burnett, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.